Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, Dan, let's go back into your newscast for just a moment.
I was hoping we would address this.
Did I hear an artist by the name of Pap Smear?
I think so.
You did not.
What did we hear?
Pat Smear.
There's no way.
Short for Patrick.
Okay.
He's the guitarist for Foo Fighters, who is suffering a bizarre gardening accident. Suffering from a bizarre gardening
can
accident.
Can we describe?
His parents named him Pat Smear.
His name is Pat. His last Patrick name Smear. Is Smear.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I have so many questions. Number one, why would you do that to your child? Number two, what is a bizarre gardening incident? I need more information.
To the movie
Spinal Tap. Got it.
Okay.
It's a joke.
His name is actually George Albert Ruthenberg.
Yeah.
However, he is better known as his stage name, Pat Smear. He's an American musician since the 2010s.
He's 66.
And a guitarist for the Foo Fighters.
Huh.
Pat Smear. Oh, he also played with Nirvana for 2 years.
I don't believe that's accurate.
Maybe post
like
Cobain.
Maybe on stage, but 93 to 94
says he played with.
He toured with them. He never appeared on a record.
Okay.
Except their live records, MTV Unplugged, and From the Muddy Banks of the Wishkah.
So he played with them.
He did play with them, but he only played live and appeared on live records, not studio albums.
Well, but he played with them then.
What's that documentary called, 60 Feet from Glory, Dan? About people who are right there, but not way up front.
Like Pete Best?
Yeah. My favorite meme of the week, by the way, if you have not seen it, people on the internet, there are some good things about the internet, and this is it. Kenny Rogers is on a beach, and he is running after a seal. The seal is running. Kenny Rogers is chasing it. And the bubble above Kenny Rogers' head just says, "You picked a fine time to leave me." Loose seal.
Womp womp.
I know. We didn't do Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Why is he casting aspersions on the seal?
It is the funniest thing I've seen all week, and we could all use a laugh right now.
Who's to judge if the seal is loose or not?
Well, it was running.
Daniel.
From Kenny Rogers.
I need you to get out.
Get
I know
out.
I know you just got back from Japan. You're all excited. You want to make a lot of jokes. Uh-uh. Not up in here.
Before we get, there's a lot going on today. It's hard on days like today for all of us to, we can't ignore the awfulness. We have to deliver the news. But then from time to time, like we had the artist in who created a band in Kansas City at 3 o'clock because, you know, we felt everyone could use a little bit of a respite. because it is rush hour, we are continuing to remind everyone that there was a deadly road rage shooting on 71 Highway. Is it the southbound lanes?
Yes. The southbound lanes of 71 Highway. It's been shut down.
Do not get on 71 if you are in your car right now and you are trying to get home. 71 South past about 75th Street.
So it has since reopened. The incident has been cleared.
Oh, good. I mean, not good. It's terrible that it happened.
I would still avoid the area.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Then we had, of course, the situation in Minneapolis today. And let me update you on that. If you've probably read about it on your phone or at your work computer, whatever. There was an incident in Minneapolis. There is some disagreement as to who was at fault, whether it was the driver of this SUV or the ICE agent who fired no fewer than 3 shots into the car, killing the woman. I'll leave it to you to go home tonight and watch the video, decide for yourself. She was blocking traffic. There's no disputing that. She was blocking traffic in a street in Minneapolis. She was, Dan. The car was stopped.
Yes.
In the middle of traffic.
There was an ICE vehicle right in front of hers blocking the road from what I've seen in the video.
Well, the way that the car was positioned, it was not in the lanes of travel.
It was in the middle of the road, yes.
It was not in the lanes of travel.
That is a more accurate way to say it.
Okay. Which is to say she was blocking the road. Anyway, regardless, we're getting caught up in semantics. She reverses, then goes forward, and an ICE agent fires into the car. I'll let you guys get home, watch the video, decide whether or not it was a justifiable shooting or not. There is disagreement on this show. I do not think it was a justifiable shooting. Sam is of the opinion that it might have been.
I never mentioned the shooting. I was just mentioning the details of the video that could be construed differently.
Again, getting caught up in the semantics. It is likely that this woman who was killed, Renee Good, is from Kansas City.
Has a connection to Kansas City.
By that, you mean an address.
All of the news stations are reporting that they have checked and confirmed with the Missouri Department of Revenue that car that she was in with Missouri license plates bearing a Kansas City Current soccer decal, the car is registered in the victim's name at an address out of Kansas City, Missouri. Now, we have heard since that she and her partner live in Minneapolis. There was some reporting that at one point they were in Colorado. The car where she was shot and killed is a Kansas City, Missouri car, period. There's no other way to say it. Doesn't mean she lives here now, but is attached to an address here.
Well, I thought Channel 41 reported that, I mean, if the car was registered to Renee Good, they have identified her as the victim.
Correct.
And she has an address in Kansas City. Would that not make her a Kansas Cityan?
The car is registered in her name in Kansas City. So follow me here. Let's say she has to register that in January. Just pick a month, okay? And then 3 months later, they move to Minneapolis. Right. There's a possibility that they live there now, but at the time that she registered the vehicle, it was here. She is going to be one of ours in some form or fashion, she is going to have a connection to our city.
According to a number of social media pages that appear to belong to her, I don't have any confirmation of this, the caption on those pages consistently read, from Colorado,
yes,
experiencing Minneapolis.
Experiencing Minneapolis.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So she could have grown up in Colorado, moved to Kansas City, and now she is
experiencing Minneapolis.
Yes.
Okay.
We tried. We had a duty to discuss this at 2 o'clock as it was unfolding. I do think we have a duty to at least report what's happening now as the sun is going down. There are enormous crowds of people gathered outside of the office where these men and masked men returned from their day.
Apparently, Kristi Noem, the DHS secretary, is going to hold a news conference here shortly. Now, there are two sides of this story.
Not if you watch the video.
There are two sides of this story. And we presented one earlier. I think we have a duty to at least carry a portion of Kristi Noem's news conference when she speaks here in just a little bit. We will do that. We are, if nothing, fair and a news station. So when Kristi Noem comes out, we will carry a portion of her news conference as well.
Can I ask a question just from a practical standpoint?
Sure.
The first shot was fired through the windshield. We know that because there's about 90 people recording this on their cell phones. Mm-hmm. The next two shots are fired from the side of that car into her face, the side of her head. And I hate to be graphic, but this is what happened today. And she's an American citizen killed on American soil in one of our beloved cities. So those two shots are fired through her driver's side window from the side of the car. There's video of it everywhere.
Correct.
The ICE agent, I do not want to call them police officers. They are not. The agent that fired the shot then gets in a car and leaves. Mm-hmm. And someone said on social, no matter what side you fall on here, in what world do you shoot and kill a woman and then leave? And I'm asking even our law enforcement officers.
Well, unless he had been injured, but
he's walking to the car.
That's my point. If he was injured, then yes, there would be reason for him to leave the scene. But in the aftermath of the shooting, you see the officer, the agent, let me rephrase, the agent from ICE who fired into the car,
An SUV, gets in.
To the car.
And leaves.
Were there protests actively going on at the time?
No.
Okay.
When it happened.
The protests started after.
Gotcha.
The protests started after she was killed.
The protests were the result of this shooting.
Then I have no idea why he would leave.
Yeah, there was a police officer. And in cases like this, look to actual law enforcement and say, what do you see here? And one of the first things someone pointed out was, when this happens, you don't just get in a car and leave.
No, you don't.
You
have to file an incident report.
You have to get witness statements. A woman is dead.
Yep. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, let's go quickly to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in Minneapolis.
One of the vehicles became stuck and ensnared in the snow. Law enforcement were attempting to push out this vehicle, and when a mob of agitators that were harassing them all day began blocking them in, shouting at them, and impeding law enforcement operations. ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands. She then proceeded to weaponize her vehicle, and she attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. This appears as an attempt to kill or to cause bodily harm to agents, an act of domestic terrorism. The ICE officer, fearing for his life and the other officers around him and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training to save his own life and that of his colleagues. He was treated at a local hospital, has been released, and is now with family. I encourage the American people at this point in time to pray for him, but also to pray for the deceased's family and her loved ones. Today alone in this country, there have been 4 different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. 3 of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats against all of them. In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June. He sustained injuries at that time as well. And let me remind you why we're all here in this city today and why we've been here. In communities across this country and here in Minneapolis, we're just enforcing the laws that we have in this country. For years under President Biden, tens of millions of dangerous criminal illegal aliens, terrorists and suspected terrorists
were allowed to
invade our
country. We're here to talk about what happened in Minneapolis today. I vehemently disagree with every single thing she just said. We're not going to go back to prior administrations.
Well, they always do. I will say this, what happened today, I will correct her, and I know the text line is going to eat me alive for this. What happened today, to call that domestic terrorism,
is a joke.
It's a bridge too far. It is a bridge too far to call that domestic terrorism. Anybody with any logic or sense would never call that domestic terrorism. If anything, this was a woman who had engaged in some sort of civil disobedience, who apparently was approached by an ICE officer, got scared, and was trying to get away.
God, they then blocked a doctor from checking on her.
But it was not domestic terrorism, and to call it that is a misnomer and, quite frankly, disgusting. That was not domestic terrorism. If you don't believe me, if you're like, oh, you guys just hate Trump. No, it has nothing to do with politics. Go home and watch the video. When you get home, watch the video and tell me what occurred today was domestic terrorism. It was not. There's no dispute.
I will also say there is no room at all for anyone to assault anyone doing their job, no matter how much you vehemently disagree with the job they're doing. That's not what we saw here today. you know, they want to point out that there are agents who have been screamed at, part of the job. Assaulted, Scott, not okay.
Not okay at all.
Nor would we ever say that was okay. It is not okay. But I will point out, this is not a police officer. Ask any cop about what went down there today. There is no way this guy was trained on how to actually handle a situation like this. I will remind you that the least of which, him getting in a car and just leaving after it happens. In what world does that happen?
Let me address something on the text line, and I think this is important. From 6734, and this is where we have become, where we have gone in this country. From 6734, you guys don't do politics, right? You're right, we don't. Here's the thing. This story
transcends.
Let me finish this thought. This story about a woman who gets into an altercation, clearly, with ICE agents in Minneapolis and is shot and killed. Okay? Originally, she is from Kansas City, apparently has moved recently to Minneapolis. Had a Casey Current bumper sticker on the back of her SUV. You're right, Texter. We don't do politics. What makes you think that a woman being shot by a federal agent is political? Here's the problem with where we are in America today. Is immediately you hear that a woman who might have been staging some sort of civil disobedience is shot by a federal agent. And immediately the left takes her side, and the right takes the federal agent's side without even looking at the video, without even hearing the facts. This is where we have come in America, where a woman being shot and killed
by a federal agent
being shot and killed by a federal agent for exerting civil disobedience becomes political right out of the gate. I already know how I feel because of the politics that I have. That's wrong. That is wrong. If you don't get home tonight and look at the video before you form your opinion, and you may disagree with Dana or me, or you may disagree with Sam. Sam and I had a very boisterous disagreement earlier today, and I did raise my voice and say, I can't do you right now because the disagreement was just that way. And we're friends and we'll stay friends and I love him. But you can disagree without being disagreeable. But you've got to collect your own facts before you decide.
Is there some suggestion, Sam, that she lives right there? So at some point, someone comes out and says, you're telling me to calm down. You just freaking shot my neighbor.
Yeah, so there was a video of a couple of different ICE agents that were not in the original video, but were obviously nearby, who were kind of keeping people away from the scene. And, of course, people are yelling and shouting, and the officer just keeps saying, calm down. And I'll paraphrase because there were a lot of curse words, but you want me to calm down, you just shot my blanking neighbor over and over again. With more words is what that individual said. So that could indicate that they live in the area. We obviously have no confirmation.
It's just sickening and it's sad and it's so unnecessary and so avoidable. And I will repeat this, Scott. My heart breaks and my soul is worried for Minneapolis police officers tonight, for sheriff's deputies. Can you imagine the men and women who put on that uniform every single day in Minneapolis? They don't want this. Mm-hmm. They have their own political beliefs privately. They have the right to that. You think they woke up this morning and thought, we want some federal agency coming in here, whether this shooter was trained recently or not, and basically inciting a riot with the murder of this woman?
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that there isn't a riot tonight. However, I did see...
Do you honestly think people are just going to allow this woman's murder? It's not going to happen. And the governor came out earlier today and begged, don't give them what they want. They want a show. Don't do it. Well, please be peaceful. And I pray that it's peaceful.
So do I.
But look at that crowd.
It's a large crowd has gathered, and as the sun goes down and it's going down,
you get one bad actor in a crowd that size with the tensions as inflamed as they are. I worry for the actual police officers in that town tonight.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, we'll keep you posted on what's going on in Minneapolis, but a very large crowd has assembled. We're not exactly sure where. I've only been to St. Paul. I don't even think I've ever been to Minneapolis. So I'm not familiar with the city. Where this is, I don't know. It doesn't appear to be downtown, but a large crowd has emerged in Minneapolis. The Missouri Department of Revenue is warning the public of AI, specifically a recent string of inaccurate information spread to the public regarding changes to Missouri vehicle registration requirements in the new year. According to the Department of Revenue, several media outlets have reported that on January 1st, Missouri no longer required vehicle inspections and expanded its vehicle registration options to drivers.
False.
Giving them the option to choose longer registration periods. However, Sam is correct. The DOR says that is not right. Tyler Lawrence is the lead technician. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. Missouri's law regarding vehicle registration and safety has not changed. And even though there have been proposals to extend registration period options, these proposals have not become law. Thank you, Sam.
There was a change last year, though, where they made it so that if the vehicle is 10 years or newer, you do not have to get the inspection. So if your car is 10 years or older or has more than 150,000 miles, you must get the standard full inspection. I am dreading the day.
Okay. The president today said that he will take steps to prevent, you'll like this, institutional investors from buying single-family homes, saying the move would help make housing more affordable for Americans. In a social media post today, the president said that the dream of home ownership has become increasingly out of reach for many Americans. That's true. And said action is needed to allow more people to reach the milestone of owning a residence. Quoting here from the president in his social media post, I am immediately taking steps to ban large institutional investors from buying more single-family homes, and I'm calling on Congress to codify it.
Okay, stop. Let me ask, just stop you right there.
Okay.
We have this very problem in Kansas City where isn't it one dude out of Ohio owns whatever 30% of some of the properties.
I don't know if it's 30%, but it's a lot.
It was a 2014 study that found that three different individuals, not even a private equity firm, three different individuals from Ohio own like nearly 20,000 single family home properties.
Let me ask you this. We live in a capitalistic society. You go out, you make the money you make. How do you prevent someone from owning or purchasing real estate?
Well, they certainly have legislation that bans certain companies, or check that, countries, from buying property too close to a military installation.
Yes. Yeah, that is completely different than some dude in Ohio. How do you say, we do not want you owning 30% of the properties in Kansas City because you don't live here, you don't keep it up, you're a slumlord, get out. Like, I wish we could get rid of all that. How he's calling on Congress to codify that. Yeah. How?
Well, that would make sense if we were a perfectly capitalistic society, but we're a very loose capitalistic society.
Yeah, I can see your point, Dana. I like this idea a lot.
Oh, it's on paper. It's lovely.
The legality of it all is certainly questionable.
It may be the only thing that could save the housing crisis right now.
Okay, so then you say an individual or group cannot own any more than 10 properties in one city.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can ban someone from buying in a private sale property. There's just no way. That's like saying you're not allowed, Scott, to own more than 12 cars. And if we catch you with more than 12, you can't legislate the sale.
I'm trying to find a legal wormhole that I can go down here.
Restrictions against monopolies.
Because if I'm selling my house,
but it's not, you're
it's
not,
not
a
monopoly.
But because other people
pick
have,
another house.
Because other people have houses.
But if there's one company, it might be have a name similar to Dark Color Stone that buys up 50% of the real estate, and I don't know where they're at currently, but they've bought a lot of it. This is targeting that one particular company. If they buy up 50% of the real estate, they are then controlling a majority of that
market
opportunity for Americans. That is a monopoly.
I think that it's, I understand what you're saying. I don't think the argument flies. I wish you could stop it. I just don't know how legally you stop it. Say I'm selling my house and Mr. Jerkstone knocks on my door and says, I want to give you $800,000 for your house. Whose business is it whether I sell to him or not? As a seller, I can sell to a jerk. Right? I can sell to a slumlord. I wouldn't. I could.
Yeah.
And what kind of law would say we're going to dictate to whom you can sell?
Again, I'm trying to find a legal loophole where I can make my argument work, and I'm struggling.
But this wasn't exactly a huge problem until the short-term rental craze kicked off.
Oh, don't get me started.
I mean, I'm going to correct myself. It was a huge problem. It has gotten exponentially worse once that short-term rental craze kicked off.
Short-term rentals weren't around in 2014.
Exactly. And I mentioned that was a 2014 study because can you imagine what those numbers are now?
So how do you fix it? A 50-year mortgage is a dumb idea.
They floated the idea of a 50-year mortgage. However, when they floated the idea of a 30, it was a dumb idea.
Yeah, but with a 50-year mortgage, you'll never own your home.
I don't disagree with you.
Well, and how much more do you end up paying in interest over the life?
You're basically just, you're renting from a bank.
Do you ever own your home anyway?
Yes, you do.
Do you?
Yes.
My parents do.
Don't pay your property taxes for 3 years.
I understand. Well, and we can go down that rabbit hole if you want to about whether or not I should have to pay property taxes more than once. But then again, if you don't pay your property taxes, don't be upset when your kid goes to school and the doors are locked.
Speaking of real estate, did you see Channel 9's reporting on the Royal Stadium?
What about it? That they missed the deadline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, not looking to make this a topic, but we've got to pass this on and put a nail in the coffin that is this story. After a New Year's Eve deadline by the state of Kansas came and went, the Kansas City Royals seemingly passed over the opportunity to jump across state line. Royals may now be kicking themselves for waiting too long. The story is reported by Cody Holyoke over at Channel 9. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins told Channel 9 that the Royals reached out after December 31st, saying, is there any wiggle room to get a stadium deal done? The state of Kansas essentially said no. That door is essentially closed. Kansas officials had long said that the Star Bonds deal needed to be worked out by December 31st. Royals and Chiefs, quoting here, had plenty of time. They had 18 months to come up with a good plan.
Yes, they did. That
the
is
Chiefs
correct.
Chiefs did that. The Royals did not. Hawkins says, as far as he is concerned, the situation in Kansas with the Royals, quote, is over.
This is interesting, and I wonder how much for those who want the Royals at 119th and Knoll.
He says it's over. We're moving. Quote. But, we're moving on.
Yeah, but that windows can always be reopened if enough people get behind it. Now, here's the thing: I don't think there are enough people, and I love the Royals. I actually would prefer that they stay in Missouri, especially now that the Chiefs are coming to Kansas. If enough people were to bitch and moan to their state lawmakers, you know, hey, reopen the window. Come on, give us a break. We want the Royals at 119th and all. I just don't think there's an appetite for it. I don't think that there is enough people in the 119th and all corridor that want a gigantic baseball stadium in their neighborhood. I think it's been very well documented. Leawood has come out adamantly
but
opposed.
Leawood has no say in it. As someone who lived about 30 seconds from that spot, Leawood has no say in
it. But Leawood is right next door.
But that's like saying, I live in Raytown and don't want Kansas City to have something. Leawood really does not have a say in this.
Who do you think came out the most opposed to a trash dump in South Kansas City?
I know.
It was the people of Raytown and Grandview. They were like, no, 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 no.
You can bark. There's no bite.
You're right. But ask anybody around that area, 119th and Knoll. I'm trying to find one person who said, this is a good idea.
Listen to this. They had the Royals had their lobbyists reach out to ask the Kansas side, mm-hmm. is there any wiggle room now that we've passed that December 31st? Quote, we reemphasized December 31st was the date. You didn't make it. We're moving on. Mm-hmm. Downtown baseball stadium, here we come.
Mm-hmm. Had that announcement about the Chiefs not been made, that would not be their response.
I tend exactly to agree with you, Sam.
Which, by the way, makes this even more disgusting as a common man. I love the teams. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan, a diehard Royals fan through and through, but they are literally treating us like pawns, like nothing. And it hurts. It does. Like there is no care at all.
Well,
and I thought I was convinced that yeah. there was some sort of actual love that was coming back our direction. But
if the Royals were to move to Kansas, and that would not be my preference, I would prefer that we have one team. If we're going to have one team in Kansas, I would prefer the other team stay in Missouri.
I agree.
However, if the Royals were to move to Kansas, my preference would be some of that extra open land out by the Legends. Here's who doesn't want the Royals out by the Legends. I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet my next paycheck on it. The Chiefs.
They want some buffer, buffer zone.
This is a distance divorce.
This is our playground.
Yeah,
you keep your house. Well, we're going to keep our house. We would prefer to not be in the same zip code.
How many sporting franchises and entities can you fit into one spot?
I agree.
And think about it. If the Royals were to move out by the Legends, you have the Monarchs. Yeah. You have Kansas Speedway.
You have 100 games a year, however many.
You have Sporting Kansas City. You have the Chiefs. And then you would have the Royals. You would have five sporting teams or entities in one location. How busy and how much work are you going to have to use on those schedules?
Has anybody answered this question? Does Kansas have the money?
They're working on that, Sam.
They are. That is what I have heard is we're
sort
working
of a
on
Venmo
it.
Situation.
Yeah. From everything that I've read and understood, especially considering the American Royal kerfuffle this summer, yep. they don't have the money, let alone $1.7 billion for the Chiefs or $1 billion for the Royals.
586-7798.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Jam. Nick Reiner's arraignment was postponed today in connection with the murders of his parents, filmmaker Rob Reiner, and his mom, or Rob Reiner's wife.
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you. After his attorney, Alan...
Alan, I cannot get over the attorney's name. He's such a high-profile attorney, too.
Musician and attorney Alan Jackson withdrew from the case. The arraignment hearing is now scheduled for February 23rd.
Here's what I didn't see. He did not say why he withdrew.
He said he had no choice.
But on his way out, he said, what happened does not rise to the legal definition of murder. So obviously they're going to try to say he was psyched out of his mind, you know, when his mom and dad were, they were slaughtered. There's no other way to say it. But I don't understand why he had no choice but to step down.
Yeah, that confuses me as well.
Like, I always want to know, if a lawyer's walking, what happened?
Yeah.
And the comment regarding the legal definition of murder is interesting, because if you do plea insanity, you are not denying that it was a murder. You're just saying you didn't have the faculties in place to know whether or what you were doing.
So awful.
Real quick, police say a 30-year-old man was arrested in connection with Sunday's deadly shooting in the parking lot of a Target in Savannah, Georgia. Tyler Lynn is charged with murder. People, we need to bring the boil down.
Over a parking space.
Yeah. They were arguing over who had the right to that parking spot. This was at Sunday at 4:10 in the afternoon.
I've told the story before. There's only been two times in my life where I almost got in fights with random people, and one time it was over a parking space. And this guy was screaming at me
through
my window.
I would just drive off.
I was just sitting there eating a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. Like, bro, leave me alone.
Yeah, it's not worth it. New study out on the best airlines in America. Best to worst, would you care to guess any of them? By the way, number two is going to shock you. Number two best airline.
Number two best
and
airline?
It's an airline I have flown and vowed I'll never fly it again.
Spirit?
You're close. Think again.
The other one? Frontier?
Yep, number two.
No.
Yep.
With the little bunny rabbits on the tail?
With a grade of A. The worst airline with a grade of D is American.
Really?
Yep. We'll do this in ascending order. American Airlines at the bottom. JetBlue, Spirit, United, Hawaiian, Southwest, Allegiant. Number three is Alaska Airlines. Number two is Frontier. Number one, Delta.
And we've now reached 40,000 feet, our cruising altitude.
Delta.
Yep.
Birthday, number one.
Birthdays today. Nicolas Cage is 62. Kenny Loggins is 78. Country singer John Rich is 52. And Katie Couric is 69. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.